Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
More than a legend. Many in the public spotlight people will hire a publicist to make them look good. Although this publicist can try to direct the public's opinion, they cannot control the actual word on the street about their client. What people are talking about in their private conversations is closer to the truth than the publicist's spin. Some skeptics of the claims of Christianity have tried to claim that the New Testament is really a publicity stunt, that the New Testament authors wrote their documents to try to control the narrative of the story of Jesus. But I find it fascinating what people were saying about Jesus from his birth, before he ever preached a sermon or performed a miracle. Skeptics may want to claim that what Jesus said or did is a myth, but we need to ask, where do myths originate? Myths come from legends, and legends come from historical facts. J.R.R. Tolkien says in the opening of The Fellowship of the Ring, "And some things that should not have been forgotten were lost. History became legend, legend became myth, and for 2,500 years, the ring passed out of all knowledge." There are those that steadfastly cling to fact long after others have gotten tired of the legends and now only see a myth. Throughout history, those that cling to something others think are outdated have often been able to bring clarity to confusing things that the modern science of the day couldn't do. Sometimes these fact clingers have been called seers or sorcerers or magicians. Some of these magicians show up shortly after the birth of Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Some English translations of the Bible translate magi as wise men. This is pretty accurate, but magi can also mean teachers, priests, physicians, astrologers, interpreters of dreams, or magicians. These Babylonian Persians had seen some sort of astronomical occurrence that led them to make a nearly 900-mile journey to Jerusalem. For over 500 years, these magicians had been clinging to a fact taught to them by the chief magician of Babylon, not a fellow Babylonian, but a Hebrew given the name Belteshazzar. He was one who could tell someone what they had dreamed about and then interpret it, solve the deepest riddles, read and translate an unknown language, call on supernatural powers to shut the mouths of lions, foretell future world events. Belteshazzar the magician also saw a vision of the pre-incarnate Jesus before time even began, one whom he called the Ancient of Days. And he even saw all the way to the end of time when this King of Kings would judge the entire world. These Persian magicians didn't make an arduous 900-mile journey for a myth. They didn't bring gifts fit for a king to honor a legend. They did all of this because of a fact. Jesus is fact. We meet another magician on Barnabas and Paul's first missionary journey. He was a man named Elumus. The English version of the Bible calls him a sorcerer, but in Greek, the word is magos, the singular of the word magi. He's called a sorcerer because he tried to make Jesus a myth. He worked for the Roman proconsul, a man called Sergius Paulus, whom Luke describes as an intelligent man. Elumus, in essence, said, "Sergius, use your intellect. There may have been someone called Jesus. In fact, my own father had that same name, but the stories about his miracles, death, and resurrection have to be mythical." Sergius Paulus was convinced that the accounts of Jesus were myth until he heard the words of fact spoken by Barnabas and Paul. C.S. Lewis wrote in Mere Christianity, "A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great man or a moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us." So who do you say Jesus is? Is he a myth? A legend? A liar? A lunatic? Or is he the Ancient of Days, the light of the world, the Lord of all creation? Christians, we must have this fact clear in our own minds. And then, just as the Persian Magi did, and as Barnabas and Paul did, let's clearly tell about this fact to the world's skeptics, especially as the world's modern telling of Christmas seems to be becoming more and more mythical. Don't rail on the myths and legends, but use them to show others the fact of Jesus Christ, the Ancient of Days, Savior, and King. To keep up on all of the messages in our Advent series, People Will Talk, I've shared a link in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.